good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Thank you, and I praise you for all that you are doing and all that you are about to do. For you are a true God, you are a faithful God, you are all-knowing God. Now, God, I pray that you will have thine own way on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I welcome each of you on this morning. Let us turn to Isaiah 40th chapter and the 31st verse. That's Isaiah 40 and 31. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is overcoming weariness. Weariness comes to all of us. And when you give into weariness, you lose your passion, you lose your strength, and you lose your determination to fight the good fight. You won't soar like an eagle if you're negative in your thinking. You won't run and not be weary if you're focused on your problems, thinking about how impossible something is. What causes your strength to be renewed is when you live with the expectancy that God is in control. And when you have this hope that God is working in your life. Waiting on God is not only difficult, people of God. Sometimes it seems impossible. Yes, it does. We want things to happen in our own timing, according to our plans. God doesn't operate on our time schedule. No, he don't. And also expecting that he will set one up for disappointment. He doesn't do that. Waiting on God means going without answers to your prayers. Yes, there are sometimes we have to wait on the answer. When we pray, we just can't move. We got to wait on the answer to our prayers. We are wondering why the wicked seem to prosper and having their desires delayed and our hope deferred. God has a greater perspective of life's events, and his plans and his schedules are perfect for our lives, and most of all, it's holy. Because God is perfect and God is holy. The psalmist tells us, as for God, his way is perfect. This is Psalms 18 and 30. If God's ways are perfect, then we can trust that whatever he does and whatever his timing is also perfect. So when we grasp that fact, waiting on God is not only made less difficult, it actually becomes joyful. Yes, it does. Because you have a spirit of expectation. The promises of God are clear on this matter in waiting on God. Yes, it is. We find our strength renewed, Isaiah 40 and 31. But we are human. And we live in a fast-paced world that demands everything now. Yes, it does. That's one reason why waiting on God can be difficult. Because sometimes the prayers we lift up to the Lord of hosts are also answered immediately. And that encourages us to further trust and have the confidence we need in him. However, sometimes the Lord's answers are delayed, but delay does not mean denial, because over a period of time, the Lord has to test our faith. And that's when we can really go through things. And we may even start to wonder whether the Lord is really listening to us. Waiting on God should not cause us to doubt or to worry. Because the Apostle Paul exhorts us to not be anxious about anything. Philippians 4:6. The King James Version translates this as the command to be very careful for nothing. This means we are not to be full of care over anything. We should be mindful of nothing that might cause concern, except to bring it to God in prayer. Being anxious in the believer suggests a lack of faith, and that grieves the Lord. Anxiety grieves the Lord. And you can look it up in Matthew 8 chapter in the 26th verse. Waiting on God can keep us out of trouble. Yes, it can. Because Abraham had God's promise of a son through whom the covenant should be fulfilled. Genesis 15 chapter in the 4th verse. Abraham and Sarah tried and waited, but they could have no child. They could not have a child. But they was getting weary. They was getting tired of waiting on God. So they're rather waiting on God and his timing than then they had took matters into their own hands. And up pop Ishmael. Ishmael was the result. And you can read it in Genesis, the 16th chapter. You see, when we go before God, and when we doubt God, and when we become anxious, that's when we mess up the plan of God. Come on here, somebody. That's when we take matters into our own hand and say, okay, God is not moving fast enough, so I'm going to go forth and I'm going to do what needs to be done, not realizing by you not waiting on God, you done messed up. And so now you have to deal with what had happened through this situation or what have came to pass until God move again. But still, you can repent. Yes, and you can tell God you're sorry for moving ahead of him, but still you have to suffer the consequences. Come on here, somebody. People of God, you may be facing a situation that is wearing you down right now, but God has given you strength for that battle. He says you will never face something you can't handle. Quit telling yourself it's too much. Quit telling yourself, I can't handle this, God. If God didn't think you couldn't handle it, he would never allow it to come. God knows what you can do, but you need to know what you can do. You need to start taking hold of God's strength, not your strength. Because see, that's the problem. Some of you are working in your own natural strength. You need to allow the strength of God, to enter in. So allow the strength of God to move through you. That cancer, that legal problem, that high blood pressure, that leukemia, that lupus, that diabetes, or that situation in your finances is no match for you. It's no match for you. So you got to give it over to God. That's why you are being weary. And what are you doing? That is why you can't go on, because you are fighting this thing. Come on here, somebody, in your natural strength. You can't do that. Christians today, they need to apply the principle of Isaiah 40 and 31. Quit telling yourself you can't do something. Apply that principle by trusting in God's sovereignty and waiting faithfully for Him. We do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Allow God to renew you day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. God in His grace will provide power, strength, and courage to the weary, weak, and downtrodden when they are willing to be patient and wait on Him. God will cause us to mount up on eagle's wings if you stay in faith. God will not only renew whatever strength you need, but you will soar. My God, you will soar like an eagle. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for Your promise that as we wait upon You, that You will renew our strength and that You will enable us to rise up with wings like an eagle. Father God, help us to shake off our weariness and take hold of Your strength, realizing, oh God, we can't do nothing in our own strength. Realize, God, that we cannot do nothing in our own timing, but God, help us to wait on Your timing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I declare that You have armed us for the battle, and Father God, we will overcome every situation that is before us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Take on the whole armor of God. Allow God to take off the weariness. It's time to step up, mount up, and do what God has called you to do. Sometimes you have to encourage your own self in the Lord. When there's nobody else around, my God, to Thee. You have to encourage yourself. But most of all, quit telling yourself negative things. That some things is too much for you to handle. God would have never asked you to go through it if He did not think you was well able and capable of handling it. Remember, I love you, and God does too. Until we meet again, don't forget to log on to my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164. Or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
If you care by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. So you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Ooh, clap those hands. If you clap by the grace of God, let me see you clap.